Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in, and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! Prior to the game against Luton, fans bickered, or really, hurled insults at each other on social media over what the team selection should look like, with many calling for a rotation. Those in opposition viewed this perspective as naive, reminding all not to forget that we barely escaped Luton away with a last-gasp goal from Declan Rice. The match ended 4-3 in our favour, thank God. I'm still mortified that we allowed 3 goals in. But since then, look at the stats, man. Back to Tuesday's game, maybe Arteta was listening or scrolling past your tweets, because he did choose to rotate the squad, including Reece Nelson, Smith Rowe and Trossard in starting positions and returning Zinchenko and Partey to their usual spot. The latter two didn't inspire much confidence, as Zini seemed a schoolboy error or two away from getting into trouble, and Partey's once domineering presence in the lower back lacked as much authority, and the much revered threaded passes lacked some finesse. Maybe it's the lack of game time, or maybe we're truly moving past his influence, but Partey has said he's not going anywhere. Bukayo Saka was sorely missed, Reece Nelson did his thing, but that unique cut in down the right to fit into his sweet left foot, no did it. And with that setup, Benny Blanco couldn't run as much, even though he still popped up occasionally with some sweet skill. At this point, it'll be a travesty not to love Odegaard. I saw a video of Arsene chatting with Freddie Ljungberg, former Invincible, and they were talking about Martin's first trip to the Emirates with his dad and how the current captain reminded the boss of Fabregas. In my eyes though, he surpassed that, as Midi looked past the skill. It's the camaraderie and trust he enjoys from the rest of the team that amplifies his worth. Now trophies remain. Raya was unperturbed and the walls of Gabriel and Saliba stood firm. Good to see Rice get a look in, and Tomi has a lot of fight in him. Havertz! Only thing missing for me was a goal, but Dude's positional play was pretty outstanding. Could we have scored more goals? Yes. Am I happy with the result? Of course. Each win is an inch closer. So, on to the next one. On to Saturday. Arteta is in the running for Manager of the Month. Any surprises? Of course not. Ben White, though, who's put in a stellar performance in the past month, is also in the running for Player of the Month. I'm a bit impressed with that, because he's the only defender in that lineup. He put pen to paper to extend his stay at Arsenal and ignored England's nonsense and just kept balling hard. Well deserved if he nicks it. And now for the surprise. In the same match in which he made a calamitous error that led to a conceded goal, Aaron Ramsdale is in reckoning for Save of the Month, with that spectacular one-handed reflex save in the second half against Brentford.
If you're not aware of it, Arsenal midfielder Frido Manum had collapsed during the League Cup final clash against Chelsea. Thank God Arsenal won that too. And while no apparent cardiac causes were found, Manum is undergoing extensive testing and a gradual return to training. So she's great and she's fine, thank God. She will miss Norway's upcoming European Championship qualifiers though, as a precaution.
And in other Premier League news, clubs are reportedly considering a major overhaul to how breaches of financial fair play rules are punished. Now, instead of points deductions, clubs could face a luxury tax system similar to American sports leagues. This change comes after Everton and Nottingham Forest were deducted points this season for financial breaches. The proposal aims to impose financial penalties on overspending clubs, with funds potentially redistributed to compliant clubs or used to support struggling teams in the English Football League. The decision on these reforms is expected at the end of the season meeting in June.
Hold up. What? Says Fabregas thinks Theo Walcott was undervalued during his time at the Gunners? Seriously? Fabregas highlighted Walcott's exceptional speed and intelligent runs. Well, you know, we don't doubt that. But he goes as far as comparing him to Barcelona's Pedro. Despite promising talent, Walcott's statistics suggest he may not have reached his full potential at Arsenal. Whose fault was that?
The winger was eventually sold to Everton for £20 million in January of 2018, and Fabregas' remarks kind of make me wonder, guy, were you really paying attention to what was happening? Or you just did talk because now you're guy? Arsenal faces Brighton this weekend in a crucial Premier League match. The Gunners are unbeaten in the league this year and aim to continue their title push. Brighton, however, seeks consistency after their European campaign. The game, happening Saturday at the Amex Stadium, promises excitement. Injury worries linger for Brighton while Arsenal may see key players return. Recent form favours Arsenal, but Brighton's unpredictability adds intrigue. It's a must-watch clash with big implications in the title race. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!